Do you know how this whole mess got started? Do you? Some crazy Serbian shot an Austrian duke, a member of European royalty. So now my boy and other American boys have to go and die for it. Does that make any sense to anyone in this room?
The trigger had been pulled, and now Benjamin would not be calmed.
Ben, please, pleaded Ziegler. We're all brothers here. Let's just...
Ziegler was suddenly cut off in mid-sentence by a loud thud from outside a nearby window, followed by a chilling, high-pitched woman's scream that was a mixture of terror and surprise. The whinnying of panicked horses, thundering hooves, and the aruga of an automobile's horn accompanied the scream. Then a dog's frantic bark pierced the night. Everyone in the room froze, so shocked that, for an instant, they didn't know what to do. Hearing the woman's scream from the street below, Benjamin found himself vividly reliving one of the most terrifying moments of his life. Years ago, before Francis had started attending the one-room Fairy Hill school, a neighbor's vicious dog had cornered him near the house. Delilah, hearing the barking, growling, and Francis' terrified cries, had run from the house to save her son. Benjamin never forgot the overwhelming panic he felt when he heard Delilah scream. He never ran as fast as he did that day. He took in the scene in a glance. Delilah was on the ground trying to pull Francis away, the barking, growling shepherd getting closer to them with every snap of its jaw. Benjamin grabbed a shovel that was leaning against the house and ran full tilt at the dog. The dog began too late to turn toward the oncoming threat. Fueled by desperation, Benjamin swung the edge of the shovel down on the head of the animal with such force that it dropped to the ground as though shot. Then he began to tremble. After the three of them recovered, he looked at the dead animal's body. The dog had terrorized the local farms for the past few years, the owner heedless to his neighbor's complaints. Benjamin tossed the dog's carcass into the wagon and headed toward the owner's house. Hearing the wagon approaching, the dog's owner came around from the back of the house. Benjamin stepped over the back of the seat into the bed of the wagon. Unlatching the back, he jumped down and picked up the dog's heavy, limp body. Seeing his dog, the owner began walking toward Benjamin with indignation in his step, his eyes wide and his mouth opening. At that moment, Benjamin hurled the beast directly at the man's chest, sending him sprawling backwards and covering him with the dog's drying blood. Benjamin approached him, anger seething from every pore. Pointing a finger at the man's chest as he lay propped up on both elbows, legs splayed in front of him, and the dead dog lying partly across his midsection, Benjamin said,
"If you even try to stand up, I will kill you now. That animal attacked my wife and child. If I ever hear a word from you, or if you are so stupid as to get another animal like this, I will burn your house and barn to the ground with you inside. Try me, and see if I don't."
Benjamin then turned and slowly walked back to his wagon. Climbing into the seat, he looked for a moment directly into the eyes of the dog's owner, lying on the ground, too fear-stricken to move, the dog's carcass still stretched across his body. Benjamin flicked the reins and guided the horses back to his farm. The man on the ground never said another word to Benjamin, ever.